Up on Capitol Hill today, a long-awaited hearing in the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Chairman John McCain is looking into the activities of influential Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Abramoff is under investigation for tens of millions of dollars of work he did for six Indian tribes. Today, some of his emails came back to haunt him, as well as the former number two official at the Department of the Interior, J. Stephen Griles. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
The broad topic today was the nearly $32 million paid to Abramoff and his business partner, Michael Scanlon, by just one tribe, the 850-member Coushatta Tribe of Louisiana. Abramoff and Scanlon were criticized in absentia. Neither attended the hearing. But inside the hearing room, McCain and ranking Democrat Byron Dorgan sharply questioned Abramoff's alleged contact man at the Interior Department, Stephen Griles. Griles spent a lot of time denying. He said he didn't help the Coushatta defend their highly profitable casino against possible competition. He said his job at Interior didn't include Indian affairs. And in an exchange with Senator Dorgan, he said he didn't really have all that much to do with Jack Abramoff.
There was no special relationship for Mr. Abramoff in my office. It never did exist.
Exhibit 138 is an exhibit. It's an email. And it says, it's from Jack Abramoff, and it says, I've just returned from a meeting with the Deputy Secretary. The Jenna Compact is moving fast.
In the lobbying world, information is golden. The Jenna Compact would have let the Jenna Band of Choctaw open a competing casino. And at one point, a binder of information challenging the Jenna casino bid was delivered to Griles with no return address. Griles had it added into the files for the decision-making. Former Interior Department counsel Michael Rossetti told the committee that he badgered Griles about where the binder came from. And at first, Griles said it came from a member of Congress.
Ultimately, I learned from Mr. Griles that it came from a member by way of a chief of staff, by way of a lobbyist who turned out to be Mr. Abramoff.
Griles said he didn't remember the conversation that way. He and Rossetti used to be friendly. Today, they barely looked at each other. But between the emails and the testimony from Rossetti, Griles found himself in a position of fending off accusations.
I learned so much today. I haven't seen these things. I don't know why people would make those kind of comments. I'm really disappointed in what I've learned about some people today, and I know you are.
Griles is now a lobbyist himself. Today, a spokesman for Abramoff said Abramoff is in an impossible situation, under investigation by Congress and by the Justice Department. He also said Abramoff's fees were, quote, more than justified. And in fact, the Jenna Band never got their casino. But Coushatta tribal officials told the panel of big payments to Abramoff's law firm, Scanlon's consulting company, even Abramoff's personal charity organization. Abramoff had the tribe give to Americans for Tax Reform for a photo op with President Bush, and to a group co-founded by Interior Secretary Gail Norton. William Warfel, formerly on the tribal council, said that when the committee started its probe, Abramoff tried to get him to shut it down with a letter to Louisiana's members of Congress.
To stop the committee's investigation because we had sovereign immunity and the First Amendment's rights. And he wanted me to do that. I would not do it. And now that I knew, he wanted me to take the bullet and him sit back and just relax.
Abramoff is hardly relaxed these days. He's under indictment in Florida on an unrelated fraud charge. And the Bush administration isn't relaxed either. Griles is the third administration appointee to be caught in the web of the Abramoff case. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.